USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wall Street is starting the week with a major sell-off. Stocks falling sharply amid investor concerns over a surge in COVID-19 cases and its impact on the global economy. Airline stocks plunging with United, Delta, and American losing more than 5%. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 725 points to close at 33,962, the S&P dropping 68, and the NASDAQ fell 152 points. Meanwhile, President Biden is reaffirming strong ties with Jordan, a key ally in a volatile Middle East.
I want to thank you, Your Majesty, for your enduring and strategic relationship with the United States. You've always been there, and we will always be there for Jordan.
Biden opening a White House meeting with Jordan's King Abdullah and joking that the king lives in a tough neighborhood. USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Gasoline prices increased 2 cents a gallon for a national average of $3.16 this week. That's 9 cents higher than a month ago and 95 cents higher than a year ago.
The increase to 3.16 a gallon comes after Saudi Arabia reached a compromise with the United Arab Emirates at last weekend's OPEC meeting regarding oil output. Patrick DeHaan is with GasBuddy.com.
Overall, OPEC plans to boost oil production by 400,000 barrels per day every month until 2022, when nearly all of its production cuts due to COVID will be restored.
Last year, the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries agreed to output cuts of almost 10 million barrels per day due to the decrease in demand due to the pandemic.
John Clemens reporting from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau. Both the House and Senate are in session on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Facebook is stepping up its criticism of President Biden's remarks that the platform was killing people, saying the White House is looking for scapegoats after missing its 4th of July vaccination goal. Facebook also saying they will not be distracted by accusations which aren't supported by the facts. When it comes to the White House cracking down on what they believe is misinformation regarding vaccines, Vivek Ramaswamy, who's a biotech entrepreneur, tells Fox News,
they are just using different tools to get private companies to do what the government wants them to do. Because, like I said before, Brian, private companies are free to do whatever they want. But they're not free to do what they want when they're doing the bidding of big government. So what government's doing right now is it's using a combination of threats against these companies. That's effectively what you heard from President Biden. They're the regulator of these companies, so those threats mean something. But then also those companies are now willfully coordinating with the government to do the same thing. And under the Supreme Court standards, if a private company either is willfully coordinating with the government, or if the government's threatening those companies to do the same thing, or if the government provides immunity, like Section 230, to prevent private companies from being sued for doing what the government wants them to do, that means it's just state action in disguise. Here you have all three elements, and if it's state action in disguise, the Constitution still applies. The First Amendment, therefore, applies to these companies.
More news can be found by going to usaradio.com or checking us out and following us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.